ever felt stuck, wondering why you're not living the life you envisaged? Well, I've got something exciting for you, a free quiz to identify what's holding you back in life. With this quiz, you'll identify your roadblocks and get personalized tips to move forward. Are you ready? Take the quiz, head over to theleaptolead.com/quiz. Now let's dive into the episode. Welcome to the Leap to Lead podcast. My name is Emily Rogers and I am your host, a transition and leadership coach. I have a passion for empowering individuals and organizations to reach their full potential. I am known for my genuine passion in helping others, and I am committed to supporting you whether you're facing a career transition, seeking personal growth, or looking to enhance your leadership skills. I want to empower you to create meaningful and lasting change in your life and your career. Let's dive into today's episode. You're flat out every day, but here's three reasons you lack direction. It's Monday morning, the alarm goes off early. You're up and you're getting ready for the day, packing lunchboxes, making sure the iPads are off the charger and in the backpacks. You quickly solve the wardrobe problem for little miss and into the car for the school drop. Everyone's quiet on the way to school, tired from a busy weekend. At the gate, it's big hugs, a wave goodbye, and back into the car. First stop, it's not far away, dropping off hubby's dry cleaning, which he needs back before he packs for his work trip later this week. You get a message from your friend you were supposed to meet tomorrow morning, but her son's sick and she needs to get a rain check. You'll have to respond when you get back home. You can't remember what you're doing next Tuesday, so can't confirm. You drop into the supermarket to grab what you need for dinner tonight, and you end up wandering the aisles aimlessly, unsure what to cook. You're so tired of your family complaining about the meals you're making. Feeling uninspired, you grab chicken because it's reduced in price and you should be trying to cut back on what you're spending on groceries. Then you see the crackers the kids love. What the heck, you can put them in the lunchboxes tomorrow with some hummus. It's kind of healthy, isn't it? You remember the fruit bowl is empty, so you grab some apples and bananas, and you're walking past the fridge and you wonder if you needed more milk too. So you grab a bottle just in case. Heading to the checkout, you glance at your watch. Honestly, where does the day go? Back home, you've put the groceries away. The rain has stopped, so you grab the lead and take the dog for a walk. You run into a neighbour who wants to chat about the work happening at the end of the street. On the way past the cafe, you realise you haven't had your morning coffee, so you grab a takeaway to walk home with. What should have been half hour ends up being closer to an hour by the time you get home. The day is literally slipping away. After hanging out a load of washing on the line, you phone your mum. She's been feeling unwell the past few days and you want to check on her. She has some news about a family friend who died last week and gives you an update on what's happening at her place. After 40 minutes, you remember your son needs new socks for soccer trials this afternoon. You get off the phone and jump back into the car. Heading to the mall where you hope you can get his size easily, there's a lot of traffic. Then you remember an audiobook someone told you about and start listening to it while you crawl along in your car. Eventually getting to the mall, you grab the socks. Thanks goodness they had his size. And you realise it's now lunchtime. Your tummy starts to rumble. So you grab a takeaway sandwich. It's got some salad stuff in it, so it's not a terrible choice. Eventually heading home again, you get a call from the plumber. He's at your house to look at the leaking toilet. Bugger, you forgot he was coming today. Apologising, you drive as fast as you can. You've waited ages for him to come. You don't want to have to reschedule. Luckily, he can wait and you manage to get home in reasonable time. The plumber finishes and it's time to collect the kids from school and get to the soccer trials. While chatting with the other mums, you laugh about how time just flies. How busy you've been all day. You haven't stopped. After soccer, it's back home, and while the kids get on with their homework, you start getting dinner ready. What the heck, it's been a day. You pour yourself a glass of wine and take a big gulp. You deserve it. You fold the washing and put it away and help the kids finish their homework. Dinner is a disaster again. You feel dejected again. Once the kids are in bed, you flop on the couch with another glass of wine and that new series on TV, your phone in the other hand, scrolling Facebook and then Instagram. Hubby's on the other couch on his phone. There's not really much to say other than he reminds you to collect his dry cleaning tomorrow. Later, you flop into bed, exhausted. What a day. How does this day sound? Familiar in any way? You're flat out every single day. But I'm going to challenge you right now. While you're busy each day, you actually lack direction. Firstly, your day is full of tasks, things that are popping up because you're not really planning or thinking about what you need or should be doing. If you start meal planning, for example, and shopping just once a week according to your plan, you not only save time, but money too. I recommend you get your diary out right now and look at the week ahead. Think about what you need to do and consider what you want to do. Secondly, you feel blah about your life. Feeling dejected and exhausted at the end of the day is not how it should be. Because you're not doing things that are important to you, there's nothing filling your own cup. You're confusing being busy each day with doing something that's actually meaningful. So I challenge you, where are you making time for what's important to you? Thirdly, you're indulging because you deserve it. I'm saying that with my fingers in the air quotes. You deserve it. You're filling your day with tasks and stuff that really shouldn't be taking your whole day every day. So when you get to the end of the day, you feel like it's been nonstop and you really need that glass of wine or that piece of chocolate or binging that new series. Make a decision now to stop the mindless indulging, the mindless scrolling. Think about what it would look like to actually reward yourself. What would you want to achieve to feel like you deserve that indulgence? What matters enough to you to set yourself a goal and then reward yourself? My friend, it is time to put a stop to the rat race, running from task to task all day long. It's time to focus on what's important to you and start to make time for that in your day. Get your diary out now. Build in time for you and what you truly want.